Making toys is big business, and more than half of the industry's $23 billion annual sales are made in the last 3 months of the year. Action figures, dolls, and stuffed animals are popular, but inventors are always trying to design new toys they hope will be the next bestsellers. Infant toys might not seem too complex. They're often simple shapes, bold colors, and soft textures. But a lot of thought and design go into making these toys, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Georgiana Krieger designed the Whale O' Fun bath toy made by Lamaze. It's a set of nesting cups of bright rainbow colors that fit inside a happy-looking blue whale. Each cup has a different design punched out of the bottom to make water drip out in interesting ways. Or you can push the cups underwater and watch the air bubble up. Before toys, Krieger designed exhibits for children's museums. Toy designing was a natural extension of that. Krieger says inventing toys for very young children means designing something really simple you can use in all kinds of ways. No right or wrong way, just spark some creativity.
All little scientists at that age, they're all looking for something to explore, something to test, finding out new things about how they can move their own hands, how they can manipulate the water in the tub. Everything about their world is new and exciting.
You know, I have to say, as an adult, I even find this pretty compelling. I could see playing with it with a kid and having a good time myself.
And that's an important thing that I try to think about when I'm designing toys, is keeping the adult involved, because children really learn from the adults in their lives more than anything else. And adult boredom is a problem with toys. Children learn by repetition. They like to do the same thing over and over again. And of course, adults get really bored with that. So the more interesting you can make the toy to the adult, the more parent-child interaction you get, and the better toy it is all around.
But designing toys has become more difficult in recent years. Regulations are more strict. Manufacturers face the threat of lawsuits if children hurt themselves with a toy. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has recalled dozens of toys this year. Does Krieger wonder if her Whale O' Fun bath toy is safe?
Well, there's no point sticking up. You can't impale yourself on it, really. There's no sharp edges. You can't swallow any of the parts. You can't strangle yourself with it. You can't really poke your eye out with it. Well, you'd have to really try very hard. The plastic is chew safe. If you wanted to chew on that, it's non-toxic, so it won't kill you. Well, those are all the kinds of things you have to think about.
Does this limit what you can do as a toy inventor and designer?
I think there's limits on every type of design. You always have to meet certain specifications, but it helps you to think more creatively because you have to solve these problems, and it may be not the first thought that comes into your head that's the best solution to the problem. It's a very creative process. It helps me to use all the parts of my brain. It's about everything that's human. The learning process of small infants is sort of a window into what makes us human, that curiosity, that discovery, that sense of humor, the joy of play, the joy of doing things just for yourself.
Georgiana Krieger has many projects in the works. Since the toy industry is so competitive, she can't talk openly about them yet. She will say that some of her inventions will be introduced at the industry toy fair in the spring. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.